Hello, my name is Michael, and you're listening to Forever Sound Version, a video game music podcast. How do, dear friends, and thank you for listening to this episode number 19 of Forever Sound Version. My name is The Method Michael, and today I am joined by Ray John, the chef.
Oh, nice. I was like, what's he going to go with? I was like, maybe Jizzle with a J. But no, oh, that was even better.
Ray John.
That works for me. Yeah, it's time to throw our W's up, I think.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we've got John Baldessera in the building again this evening. Thanks for coming, John.
I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, you're a veteran at this point.
Yeah.
On this show.
Fourth one, I suppose, including the battle, I think.
Yeah, I think
Final Fantasy Street Fighter.
Hang on.
Oh, Metal Gear.
Five.
Fifth this one. Is your fifth wow, one. Not Ooh. Bad.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, this is like, so Street Fighter 2.
That was the first, yeah.
Final Fantasy 7, Metal Gear Solid, and now
the battle, and now this one. Yes.
the fourth classic game in a row.
Yeah. So you're normally on the episodes that are addressing a real stone cold classic game or series or franchise.
Yeah.
This one, a little bit of a departure. This is a fighting game for the PS1 called Wu-Tang Shaolin Style, or Wu-Tang Taste the Pain in PAL regions.
In our region, yeah.
And it's a curious beast. It's a licensed game for the Superlative Rap Crew, the Wu-Tang Clan, of which we are big fans. I think we can say
definitely,
that.
Definitely, yeah. I'm a relatively new fan. I've only really been listening to hip-hop for about 3 years at this point. I think you were probably the person to really get me into Wu-Tang Clan. I'd heard 36 Chambers, but then you're like, you should check out Liquid Swords. And like, that's I think that's one, when yeah. the true appreciation began for me. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I can riff on this stuff all day, as you know.
Yes.
So it's nice to have somebody else who gets it.
Yeah,
to talk about it. Wu-Tang Clan, I guess we can go into them a little bit. Wu-Tang Clan's first album came out in 93. Mm. A pretty deep crew of MCs.
Definitely.
Under the leadership of the Abbot, the RZA.
Yep.
And then since then, they've released a real slew of albums and solo albums.
Solo albums, yeah,
then there
especially.
Are Wu-Tang affiliate artists.
Yeah.
Like an incredibly deep discography.
The family tree is incredibly...
It's sprawling. Yeah,
yeah, sprawling.
Probably the deepest, widest, lengthiest discography in all of hip-hop at this point.
Yeah.
And necessarily that means that it's patchy. There's some duds in there, but there are also some great records.
Oh, for like sure.
Liquid Swords is one from the GZA.
Yeah. The first two actual Wu-Tang group albums, both fantastic.
Yeah, you've been hearing Wu-Tang forever today.
Yeah, listening to the whole thing, which is quite a long listen.
Yeah, it's a,
but I have a job.
It's a commitment.
Yeah. I have a job where I listen to music, so there's no excuse not to listen to forever every day.
Yeah. Every single day.
But, Supreme Clientele, I think, is my tied for my favourite.
That's a good one, yes.
With Liquid Swords. But yeah.
Indeed.
Great
so,
band.
A lot of stuff to get into there. Now, this game, this is, whilst we know it as Wu-Tang Shaolin Style or Wu-Tang Taste the Pain, it is actually based on a game called Thrill Kill, which was never released.
Yeah.
It was completed, but never released. And the reason behind that is EA, who assumed ownership of the project to put it out, went, this game is far too violent. They called it a senselessly violent game, so they couldn't... They couldn't bring themselves to release it because they were scared it would tarnish their reputation or something.
It's a bit weird.
This is the same company that did say, you know, Desert Strike, Return of the Gulf back in the day, where not long after the first Gulf War, or even during, it was around
maybe
the same time.
The tail end, maybe, yeah.
So it's an interesting position for them to take, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit dodgy. that game is floating around, though. Like, the code got out there in some form, I think relatively complete, if not complete form, so that there is, like, full versions,
or nearly exists.
Full versions, yeah, floating around there.
I haven't played it. I guess we have Wu-Tang Shaolin Style, so
yeah.
You know, I'm happy enough to play that.
Yeah, sure.
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the game doesn't have the best reputation. No. You recall there being some pretty ropey reviews of this one.
Yeah, I was reading through some old reviews fairly recently from, you know, people that I genuinely respect as video game critics, and their opinion wasn't too hot on it. Mm-hmm. But I think even for them, like, the fact that, like, they did some kind of justice to the Wu-Tang name in that there's a lot of great music, authentic music by the RZA, things like that.
That's right.
Like, just the whole concept of it being about the secret of the Wu-Tang, like, as referenced at the end of 36 Chambers, like, that's a really cool thing. And while the game isn't as, gameplay isn't as solid as it could be, I think there's a lot to like about it. There's a charm to it, right?
That's right, yeah. I would tend to agree. Although I think Method Man was quoted as saying he didn't like it at all. He thought it was trash. But and
he's like a big gamer.
Well, what a surprise!
I think he is.
So it's not too surprising. No. To hear that. I like this game on the whole. I acknowledge it's flawed in some regards. It can be a little bit sluggish, and it's also hard as nails at times.
Yeah, I mean, I've just been watching you play like the intro level, and like you're against like four other people or three other people right from the jump, and it seems a bit. A bit overwhelming, but I don't know.
It's a stern challenge, and sometimes that's what you want.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the first level, you know, give us a break. Yeah. And also, it's got a pretty lengthy list of moves for each character as well. It's not quite approaching the gold standard of Tekken 3 for this game, this sort of game, but there are quite a lot of moves to get the hang of, and there are little combos and throws.
Sure, yeah. A little bit more depth than just mashing away.
No, no doubt, yeah. You can mash away and you might find some gratification in that, but I think if you want to get any degree of longevity out of it, then going on the practice mode and learning all the moves for your chosen character is the way to travel, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So I can appreciate that. As such, all the characters, all the playable characters from the beginning are the clan members. Yeah. So
it's Captain Donner in there.
Cappadonna, I don't think he is, because he wasn't in the clan at that point. He's sort of in now as a replacement for ODB.
Right, okay,
yeah. So we have the RZA, the Jizza, the Old Dirty Bastard, Inspector Deck, Raekwon the Chef, U-God, Ghostface Killer, and the Method Man. Did I say anyone? Did I miss Master Killer? Because he's in there as well.
No, you said Master Killer, I think.
Good, okay, Yeah. So the whole clan is represented. Yeah. And then there are some characters who are the antagonists, who you fight against and can unlock through the course of the game as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there's something else about this game that makes it a little bit special. You know what this is, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, this game has its own unique Wu-Tang PS1 controller.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right, yeah.
And it is... it's a black Wu-Tang sign with yellow detail for the buttons.
Yeah.
So if you can imagine, like, handling a Wu-Tang sign-shaped controller, it must be...
dreadful.
Pretty difficult to... I don't know how you would even get your fingers around it.
I feel like you could probably play, like, a turn-based game with it. Like, you could play, like, Breath of Fire 3. Or Breath of Fire 4.
With a Wu-Tang controller.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But I don't know if it would actually work... With the game it was bundled with.
Not with a fighting game.
Definitely not.
But I like that it exists.
Yeah, man. it's a weird thing. Mm. And you were lucky enough to see it in person recently.
It was a strange thing because I was in town with my wife. Not in town, I was in Tynemouth, which is by the sea in the northeast of England. And they have a market every weekend. We were just having a bit of a day out, you know. And we found... like a retro game sort of store that a woman was running. It was quite an amazing collection, actually. She had an Atari 2600 there, a couple of Spectrums, a ton of Mega Drive games, like Toe Jam and Earl was there. I was like, oh, wow, do I buy it? Mm.
Like a lot of the time you run across retro shops around here, like, it's not really stuff that you want. It's like, here's an old copy of FIFA 94 or something.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like this place was pretty...
It was legit,
pretty tempting.
Yeah. There was some good stuff.
Yeah.
Among this good stuff, she had a case, so this is where the really valuable stuff is. You don't want to get it damaged. And I thought, oh, what's in that case? And sure enough... Boxed.
She knew.
Boxed Wu-Tang Taste the Pain, complete with Wu-Tang controller in there. I thought, oh my god, this could be my lucky day. So, you know, she was really nice. We got talking. I went, oh yeah, I was just wondering. I see you've got the Wu-Tang. And she just went 100 quid. Like,
do you think it just shows you what you most desire? Like, if I go over there, it'll be like a box copy of Suikoden 2 or something. Mm. It like changes for each person who walks up. Yeah, it just seems too coincidental.
Yeah, well, no, she wasn't stupid. Like, no. she knew the value. I mean,
of course.
Maybe 100's quite a decent price for it, actually, but...
I don't know. I've never really looked.
But yeah. But yeah, there it is. If you want... if you're listening to this soon after it's been published...
Someone out there is booking flights.
Yeah. You could... Because I didn't buy it for now. Nah, I'm not that much of a collector, really.
No.
Well, there it is. There is a boxed copy of Wu-Tang Taste the Pain, complete with Wu-Tang controller. It looks immaculate as well. Tyne Mouth Market.
The picture is pretty good.
Yeah. It's out there. All right. So, the soundtrack.
Yeah, that's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a mixed bag. It's got a couple of full length, if you like, a complete rap tracks with clan members and affiliates on there. As sort of theme songs for the game, and there are also a bunch of instrumentals. So should we get into another track? We've had one short one already. That was a
strange little intro.
A very spooky little thing, and that one was called Jungle Instrumental Number 1, and there are some other jungle instrumentals we'll hear later.
Yeah.
But before we get into instrumental stuff, let's have some more vocal stuff. We're going to hear a track called Rumble, and this one is credited to U-God, one of the clan members, one of the lesser known clan members.
Underrated.
You think so?
I think so. Yeah. Some good verses here and there. I mean,
yeah.
The first song on Only Built for Cuban Links, his verse, and that's great.
He's got his lane for sure.
Definitely.
I think when it comes to a full album of that sort of delivery,
maybe
it falls down a little bit. But and also chess boxing, right? Start a chess boxing.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you could forget.
That's the timeless U-God moment for me.
Straight from Bolivia and all of that.
Indeed. Yeah.
Indeed.
This is a U-God track, although it does feature other MCs. We have Inspector Deck, Leatherface, and Method Man on this one.
Cool.
Here we have Rumble.
Countdown. Are you ready? Are you mad inside? Got you strapped down to your seat. Out of the doorway, bullets rip full clip. Guard speed approach, follow my lead. Fire winds gust, empire crush, full thrust. Rolling the whole row with the rush. Untouchable chunk of an earwax of soap. Sound waves slave out the back cave smoke. My belly full crash dance, avalanche quote. Down slope, elegant ass fantasia. Killer whale tail in the hell, black male from Asia. All out the woodworks, hood shirts and wizards. No match, unhatched. The rap is rigid in the shaft. Shiny cop, hip hop to the limit. Night watch, path mark, spark, spin a quake. Nuclear blast, heavy on the cash. Give me what it takes now.
Rage!
Stalker in Gotham City with the possibility to stop your walking ability. God forgive me, spark enemies with pistol grips. The missile tips impact hit you so hard. Official script strike with physical hits. You visible, watch for the Imperial Blitz. Serious mid, subject to direct war tones. And door poems live in WWF war zone. More component, got it tracks, bodies collapse. Rap a lottery stacks, shatter like when pottery cracks. Logical facts from the terror dome. Spill from the guts, drill till you bust. From where you bust and guard you now, we trust. Told you like half the months. Pound pump your sound, struck clown what? Looking drowned in a cup, I cry round up.
Rage, rock, roll.
Tremendous speed, measuring far, which was a satellite circling Mars. Verbal onslaught, bring forth physical force. Up behind you, wild, pal, in the Trojan horse. Thought method, set it on generic mic ethic. Professional next, left foes beheaded. This music is mind control like computer chips. Been doing this for numerous years, refuse to lose it. With jungle tactics, maneuver like a trained soldier. Hall of Fame, flamethrower, take aim, it's game over. Ayatollah, high roller, nine toter. Mind controller, 2009 time quota. My coalition, bring the demolition. Wu blade incision, slay the competition. With no intermission, spitting hazardous darts. Up front like Rosa Parks, make a million men march.
Praise, rock, roll. Fight, roar, fall, rumble.
got next? Meth got next. I chin check all these MCs. Line them up, guard. I go Jihad. Declare holy war. It be hard to dip and dodge. Police squads trying to bogart. We ripping raw. The boulevard ain't safe for your kids. That's how it is. In the ghetto, we ain't scared to death, but scared to live. So Goldie, mosey to the spot. Get that moldy. Rusty ass 38 special. Oh me. Slowly I turn. Face the one and only. Naughty by nature. Do my dirt or by my lonely. Ass pretty Tony. When I got a keeps a 36 changes, enter at your own risk. Take that watch off and tuck your necklace. City never sleeps, streets is restless. Rap style will slay you when you least expect it. Pull a plug on your respirator, leave you breathless. Wu-Tang forever and a day better. Warn your boys, I deploy battleship raps, seek and destroy.
Praise.
We just had Rumble, credited to U-God from the game Wu-Tang Shaolin Style. It's credited to U-God, but of the MCs, you can hear on that track, he's by far the weakest.
Definitely, definitely. I did say he was underrated before, but maybe not in that song.
Yeah. On his day, he can lend a little bit of gravitas to a track, but... Not the best opening gambit from him.
No.
But I think Method Man makes up for it.
Definitely, yeah. Like, the Method Man, like, section of that song towards the end, I was like, this could have fit in on Forever. Like, no problem. Like, the beat seems straight out of that era, which it obviously is. It's around the same time, but, like, definitely getting Forever vibes.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, a big old chunky beat. And it's not even too far removed from the earlier Wu-Tang stuff, really, with the... with the slightly like melancholic dark piano motif.
There's a lot of that in Forever as well, though, I feel.
True,
like,
yeah.
I think it's the fact that it's like quite clean, relatively cleanly produced, definitely, to me, puts it a bit more on that side.
I hear you. It's cleanly produced, but then there's still the implicit murk.
Like, yeah, definitely, definitely.
The bass is
I get you there. Yeah. More so like 36 Chambers. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it just sounds like a Wu-Tang track to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Weak opening, but the rest of the song is pretty good.
Yeah, I'd go along with that.
Just Ask Pretty Tony.
Just Ask Pretty Tony, yeah. All right, so about this game then, it has a plot, which is I'm very grateful for this game having a plot. It's not just a fighting game.
Exactly,
there is a story.
This is where I can get behind you saying it's an okay game, right?
So the vague premise is there is a man living in Shaolin, New York City. That is Staten Island.
Yeah.
If you know your Wu history, then you'll recognize Shaolin, and he is a he is the master of the Wu-Tang school of Kung Fu. And he's there, he's in exile, I guess. And there are some bad dudes in China who want to take over the world by uniting their brand of martial arts with the Wu-Tang, the secret Wu-Tang, and the ever elusive Wu-Tang. So they instigate a plan to kidnap the master of Wu-Tang.
Yeah, very underhanded.
Cowardly, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, very cowardly. And what these chumps don't realize is that is the master of the Wu-Tang school just so happens to be coaching the Wu-Tang clan in this particular brand of Kung Fu, and he's kidnapped, and then the Wu-Tang clan are sitting around the watching a film, I guess, aren't they? They're at the Wu-Tang house, taking it easy, watching probably a martial arts film.
Yeah, probably.
And then RZA senses it, goes, "Oh, he's in trouble. Master's in trouble."
Yeah.
And the clan go, "Right, we know what to do." They run into the room.
It's so amazing. There's like a sequence of them suiting up, like kind of like Fireman Sam-esque. That's what popped into my head. That kind of like little montage of them all suiting up for action. It's so good. One of them just like most of them are like picking like samurai swords off the walls, and like Ghostface is like putting these iron gloves on or something like that. And then one character just turns his hat backwards.
Yeah. Like,
because he means business.
Action time.
Yeah.
It's great. So they swing by the master's house to to see what the ruckus is.
Yeah.
See what ruckus has been brought.
Yeah.
And they find
they know a lot about ruckus.
Oh, they do. They know all about it. And they realize, oh, he's gone. But then they realize, oh no, they left a telltale sign. This group of cowards left a telltale sign that it was them, and the Risen knows straight away. And they go, right, we need to track them down and get our master back and defend the name of the Wu-Tang school. Yeah, there you go. That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
Along the way, they find themselves traveling to China to pursue this evil gang. And you know what? Spoilers, no spoilers, whatever. Their master's actually killed. Oh no.
What?
So they have to avenge the death of their master.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah. And well, I mean, these bad dudes in China, they learn the hard way that
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
So that's how the story goes.
Yeah.
It's admirable that they went to such lengths to get a little bit of Wu-Tang lore.
Definitely, like that is definitely the appeal of this game, for sure, I think.
Mm.
It sounds really cool. I'm not saying I would like a remake of this game, but I think in, like, today's era of, like relatively, like, modestly budgeted indie games and things like that, I think you could do something really cool with like, the Wu-Tang lore. Like, really, really, like, fun.
Even if it was, like, a fan-made...
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, you could definitely do something fun with all of this kind of stuff.
Involve the clan, all the supreme mathematics and all that.
Exactly,
stuff,
exactly. I mean, they're all such, like, distinct interests and personalities, right? Like, there's a lot you could do. But
if I had any sense, that's what they would do. They would see about getting an indie developer on board.
It's only a matter of time.
Come on, RZA.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the story. How about some more Wu-Tang tracks?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We're going to have another pair of tracks, and these both feature some vocals. They aren't really complete vocal tracks.
Okay.
We're going to have one called Shaolin Temple, which is credited to the Master Killer, who put some bars down on a RZA beat. And then we're going to have... It's essentially an instrumental, but there is some kind of ad-libbed female vocals on this, courtesy of Takitha. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. And she's a Wu-Tang affiliate who... Yeah. Done some, like, session vocals on some clan tracks, you know. So we have Shaolin Temple by Master Killer and Back to 36, Take It Back.
Excellent.
By Takitha.
Great.
Alert, sound and symbol. This be the war of the Shaolin Temple. It's time to restack my gun. We the ones that'll come through and smack sparks out your art, with the exception of a few that respected it for what it was. Sick venom and syndrome. Studied many styles, but this tactic I've adapted and made it my own. Feeling right in Zach at home. Splitting your head with the chrome. He's one who sees he's a threat. He couldn't have made it through all the vaccines and quarantines. We hit him with to slow the gases, so he couldn't teach the masses. But still, he came in the name of Wu-Tang to nourish the brain. Sound a symbol. This be the war of the Shaolin Temple. It's time to restack my gun. We the ones that'll come through and smack sparks out your art, with the exception of a few that respected it for what it was. Sick venom and syndrome. Studied many styles, but this tactic I've adapted and made it my own. Feeling right in Zach at home. splitting your head with the foam. He's one who sees he's a threat. He couldn't have made it through all the vaccines and quarantines we hit him with to slow the dances, so he couldn't teach the masses. But still, he came in the name of Wu-Tang to nourish the brain.
Shaolin Temple and Back to 36, Take It Back, from Wu-Tang Shaolin Style. What'd you make of those beats, John?
Like you pointed out when we listened to them, there seems to be a common thread with the soundtrack, and that the beats are solid or very good in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
And the vocals just aren't there like you want them to be.
Yeah, not quite. Yeah. I mean, we don't have The Ghost Is Absent, for instance.
Yeah, Raekwon, GZA, like... A lot of the clan, the ones you really want to hear. Mm-hmm. No offense to Master Killer.
Yeah, he does okay, but it's a strange track because it just sounds unfinished and he repeats his verse.
Yeah.
This is copied and pasted, presumably.
I mean, like, part of it might just be the nature of, like, it's a video game, so it's got a loop. Do you know what I mean? Like
maybe.
Like, maybe that's part of it. And then we were also speculating, with Thrill Kill being cancelled, the turnaround time in this game was probably... relatively short, or maybe very short.
It's plausible.
So, you know, they might not have had all the time in the world to get something together for this, so...
Yeah, I bet if you got, like, another couple of serviceable verses on that track, it would sound it would sound like a decent Wu-Tang join.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, just get the ghost on there, you'll rescue it.
Yeah.
And then that second instrumental, another pretty solid, quite soulful beat with chunky bottom end on there.
And again, like... this, all of this stuff was composed with a theory of it's background music while you're playing the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it probably wasn't designed to be, like, sitting by yourself with headphones on.
Yeah.
Just listening, reading along the lyrics like you would with, like, a Wu-Tang album. Like, mm-hmm. You know, it's a different thing, and I think you need to kind of assess it on that. So, I think it's background music. There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's quite good.
Well, whatever approximations of hip-hop beats might have existed elsewhere in the gaming world, Yeah. They would have been blown out the water by the likes of this.
Exactly.
It's the RZA, right? He never really lost his chops until he started knocking about with Tarantino and went, oh yeah, everything can be cinematic now. That's very sort of went a bit ropey for me.
Sure, yeah. I haven't listened to much of the later stuff from the RZA, to be honest. I've listened to like solo records from other members of the clan, but RZA produced stuff not so much. So,
well, it's more the recent more recent Wu-Tang albums. Eight Diagrams is one that I actually like, but it's a far cry from the Wu-Tang we know and love.
Yeah,
and then the last one is, I can't really get behind it. He's gone too far, and I can understand Raekwon's complaints. Tomorrow. Like Raekwon's complaints was, oh, it's just him producing everything. He doesn't, you know, you can't operate like that anymore. We need to diversify. And
sure.
I mean, then he had, but then Raekwon had Cuban Links too, and
it's great.
There's a couple of RZA beats on there, but then elsewhere there's, like he suggests, all manner of producers, and it's
Definitely
such it's a different beast.
Same with like Fish Scale by Ghostface. That's there's one or two RZA tracks, and the rest is like all over the place, and it's great.
So in conclusion, RZA needs to listen to Raekwon, and
of course everyone. Well, maybe not. Raekwon said some things.
I think they've all said some things. No doubt. All right. So some instrumentals now. Now, this is a thing where we can perhaps divide the instrumentals into some spooky-ish atmospheric ones like we opened the show with, and some more beat-based instrumentals. So we're going to get into a couple of the latter, the beat-based ones. Now, I was listening to these earlier just to refresh my memory on how all this went down, and these tracks remind me a little bit of the big beat sort of sound that the Tekken games, especially Tekken 3, were going for. Like when we did our VGM battle, Stuart had an early smash with the Heihachi theme.
Straight tens for everyone, wasn't it?
It was big scores. It was big scores. And these tracks remind me a little bit of that sound. So we have the imaginatively titled Instrumental Number 1 and Instrumental Number 2.
We'll be right back.
We just had instrumental number one and instrumental number two from Wu-Tang Shaolin Style. I'm a fan of these ones. What are you hearing on this one, John?
Especially the latter one, yeah, definitely. The first one's really good, but the second one definitely kind of, for me, evoked a bit of the first Only Built for Cuban Links album, which the RZA produced, of course.
Of course.
And just like, yeah, like you were saying as well, like the brass coming in, we both could imagine Raekwon like laying down bars over that.
No doubt, like, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, there's a real swagger to that.
Yeah.
Quite a slow one, quite a slow kind of Wu-Tang joint, but he would make it sound necessarily belligerent, I'm sure.
Yeah, I can imagine playing as Raekwon in the game and cracking some skulls while that plays. Just like with the kind of confidence that only Raekwon can exude.
Of course, only him.
Yeah.
And the one before, that's kind of more of the Tekken 3 thing.
That you were hinting at.
With the kind of wow kind of bass guitar sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that kind of canopied, shuffly percussion at the top. Yeah, two strong tracks for me.
Definitely, yep.
So let's get into the murky depths of the audio of this game. We're going to do something a bit out of the ordinary for this show and play not music, but a little bit of voice acting.
Yeah.
A little bit of you call them FMVs, right? Like video sequences from the game.
I think, like, generally speaking, I think these days FMV is used to refer to like actual live action stuff, like
CD
sale stuff. I think back in the day, everything was FMV.
Yeah. See, I'm being too old school.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. So when it came out, it probably would have been called an FMV. It's just a cutscene.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Call them cutscenes, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, specifically the intro cutscenes. Intro cutscene. Now, this game has quite an intro cutscene, as we elucidated before, the scenario unfolding of the kidnapping of the master and RZA having his psychic. Oh, he's in trouble.
That's so good.
The RZA does most of the talking. Again, that's not particularly surprising.
No.
Let's hear a little bit from the intro to the story mode from this game.
You have egg on your face, my people. Do you forget, RZA, that the first Wu-Tang rule of a surprise attack is to not be taken by surprise oneself? You must study harder if you are to become a Wu-Tang master.
I will never be able to beat you. I'm just not good enough.
Ridiculous. Does the mighty oak rise overnight? Your roots are strong, but only by constantly reaching for the sun will you grow above the rest of the forest.
Yes, master. Sin is in trouble.
Countdown.
Hey, y'all. There's a costume party running through the alley.
Manzu.
The hell you say? What?
The old enemy of Shaolin. They've taken Master Zin. We have to help him.
World order.
Woo World Order. Woo World Order. Woo. bit of acting for you there.
Sure. I mean, there is a very talented man, but
indeed,
no one's good at everything.
No, of course. He's something of a polymath, but that doesn't imply that he can do everything.
No.
But he tries. You got to commend that.
Yeah, definitely.
He has, like, a go.
As I think we've both kind of landed on, like, it's kind of cool that he cared enough to show up. Like,
yeah.
Like, honestly, it's kind of, for a licensed game, he's putting more effort in than most license holders do.
No doubt. He takes pride in his brand and his thing. Yeah, there he is. So the first bit was where he sort of tries to ambush his master as a bit of practice and doesn't go to plan. His master's too good for him, and RZA's dejected. Oh, I'll never be good enough. But well, as he wipes the egg from his face.
Yeah, sure.
Like, literally has an egg on his face.
Some pretty great writing.
Yeah, good work.
Yep.
And then the kidnapping. Oh, man, what a game.
Yeah.
Sets the scene.
Absolutely.
This game also has fatality moves, which are completely automated at the end of every fight. So it's not quite like Mortal Kombat, where you have to punch in a code or something to do a real nasty finishing move.
Yeah.
These just happen.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's a little bit of voice acting for the fatalities as well.
I've heard some of this previously. I see what you've got in your notes there. I've heard RZA before, but this other one I'm excited to hear.
You're going to be disappointed.
I see it's in inverted commas, so I'm guessing they didn't get the authentic voice, but hey.
They did. Well, they didn't, but what they replaced it with is quite funny when you think about how ODB sounds.
Sure, okay.
So we're going to hear a couple of fatalities from the RZA, which is actually the RZA. Then we'll hear one more from ODB in quote marks.
Okay.
If you know what the ODB sounds like, then you will find this funny.
Yeah, sure.
All right, some fatalities for you.
To play sharp, son. Check this out. Plug in, son. Get connected. Don't mess with Big Baby Jesus.
Yeah, there you go.
They got the...
They tried.
Yeah, they got the character of ODB down.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of thing I can imagine him saying.
Oh yeah, he is the Big Baby Jesus. Yeah, no doubt. And you don't want to mess with him because
exactly,
you know, he'll take you to church.
But that's not ODB.
Nah. No. Well, there you go. The ODB issuing a fatality move. Now his fighting style is quite cool because he's a kind of drunken looking boxer,
which knows, also makes sense.
Yeah, like limbs flailing. You know, so each character has their own style. Ghostface is a real, like, well, Ghost and Ray are complete knuckleheads.
Sure, yeah. Who's the knucklehead?
Who is the knucklehead?
With respect. Yeah. And so on and so on.
Yes, indeed. We could go for days.
Yeah.
How about a couple more instrumental tracks? These are two more of the so-called jungle instrumentals, so not quite as, well, not as beat-heavy by a stretch as the ones we've heard previously. We're going to have Jungle Instrumental 2 and Jungle Instrumental 3.
All right.
Pretty short ones for you there. That was Jungle Instrumental 2 and Jungle Instrumental 3. And yeah, those are a very different beast.
Absolutely. They definitely fall outside of the regular Wu-Tang spectrum, for sure. Mm-hmm. As far as I've heard.
That's true.
Yeah, definitely the kind of thing that you would expect in as kind of like BGM in a video game.
Very gamey, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely easily loopable, all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah.
Sounds like... like maybe it could be Bushido Blade character select music.
Yeah, definitely. It does not sound like the Wu-Tang.
No, it's got some very vaguely sonically implied Eastern symbolism, generic Eastern.
Sure.
You know, a little bit. Ooh, okay.
We're going to China.
Yeah, we are going to China. All right.
I hope one of the characters says that in the game.
See, I haven't been good enough to get. Very far.
Shaolin, huh?
Yeah, this game's tough. We've said it before, but it's damned tough. Maybe I should put the hours in. Why would I do
maybe
that?
Maybe not. No. No. Maybe just watch the end on YouTube or something.
This game, perhaps, for me, the playability lies in the multiplayer thing.
Okay.
Which I've yet to really test to a significant degree. Like, I think if you had some friends over and you had some beers or something, you wanted a bit of a laugh, and you fancied yourself as a fighting game head, then you'd get this one out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And it's, I believe there is the possibility to have four-way battles simultaneously.
I think
too.
So, yeah. Need a multi-tap.
A multi-tap. Oh.
Or an emulator.
Yeah. I know what I'll be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, there's some more pretty decent music to be extracted from this title.
Cool.
Another pair of real beats now. And the first one is instrumental number 3. And the second one is called Jungle Instrumental 4, so it's got the Jungle Instrumental title, but it doesn't sound a whole lot like the other Jungle.
That you just heard, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So a little bit more beat-based stuff for you here. Instrumental number 3 and Jungle Instrumental number 4.
Cool. We'll be right back.
That was Instrumental Number 3 and Jungle Instrumental Number 4 from Wu-Tang Shaolin Style, and back to the beats.
Yeah, another pair of solid tracks there, and you would definitely write with, like, maybe it's a misnomer to call that second one Jungle Instrumental, because that was Wu-Tang through and through.
Didn't have much absolutely. In common with the other atmospheric-y sort of ones.
It just like, it sounded a lot more, to me at least, like something that would fit on 36 Chambers, like more of that style.
Mm.
A bit more raw. Like, that bass line, I don't know, it just screams 36 Chambers to me.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It didn't sound quite as, like, cut up, like, sample-based.
No.
But nevertheless, like the maybe the texture and the choice of voices
do
that sort of thing.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I really enjoyed both those tracks, especially the latter one.
Mm. So overall then, it's a real mixed bag again of a soundtrack.
Sure. Mixed bag of the game as well.
Mixed bag of the game, no doubt. But it's
A really interesting thing.
It's like, a strange one, but there's some good stuff in it too.
I mean, the Wu-Tang Clan, as far as I understand, I was not a fan of them in the 90s, didn't have any idea who they were, but they're on top of the world then, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was certain things were like fraying a little bit, but they did fancy themselves as pretty massive.
Yeah,
sure. I mean, they would play to goodness knows how many people.
And like with that in mind, I think it's cool to see someone like the RZA, who, as you were mentioning before, I don't know if it was during one of the songs or something, but who's very protective over the Wu-Tang brand. But even then, it's still cool to see someone in his position at that time with that level of success, like, caring enough. Especially, like, video games, like, really, like, a much more respected art form these days than they were in the 90s, I think.
That's fair.
Like, you've got, like, movie composers working on them. Like, LP from Run the Jewels was asked to compose the Watch Dogs 2 soundtrack recently.
Oh, wow.
But he was busy making
Run the Jewels 3. He's got other commitments. Right,
But, like, you know, like, it's more commonplace in this day and age, but I don't think it was in the 90s. So
no, that's, someone like that's the Residue
soundtrack's really interesting.
The closest thing I can think to that was the mythical involvement of Michael Jackson in Sonic 3.
Sonic 3,
but that's like that's a real isolated example, and one that's never really been concrete proved, you know.
I think it is true, but yeah,
there were there are some clues in there that suggest it was true. Yeah,
it's crazy.
But anyway, yeah, this is a good soundtrack, and if you're curious about the game, if you like fighting games of that era, like, give it a blast by all means. It's you're not going to be completely disgusted by it. Like, there is a game in there, and if you're a Wu-Tang fan, then you have no excuse. Like, it's a complete hoot. Definitely. A little bit hokey at times, but then you expect that.
Yeah, of course.
This could have been a real cynical, like, money spinner for them, but like you say, they didn't see it like that. You went, no, our name's going to be on this.
Yeah, RZA tried. Like, that in itself's cool enough to yeah.
So we're just about at the end of this episode. You have one more track to play, but before we get into that, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Just as usual, me and my brother Joseph and Michael Thorne, who was on the last battle.
He was.
VGM battle episode.
Chief Rocker Michael Thorne.
Yeah, we still have a podcast going, Pre-Alpha Podcast. You can find that on iTunes and the like. Just like a weekly video game podcast, more contemporary, maybe, focused on new releases and that kind of thing. News,
quotation marks. No, I think that's fair. Like, I listen to that show, and I don't exactly have the most thorough knowledge of the workings of contemporary games, but it's, you know, the enthusiasm for the games is, like, really palpable, and it's really nice and conversational. And
thank you.
And when you reference something that I'm familiar with, it's kind of exciting, because you've been talking about Yakuza 0 recently.
Oh, yeah, that's the most recent thing I've played through.
And from what I've played of that, like, over at yours, oh man, what a game.
It's a fantastic game.
It's like over a year away, but I can't wait for our, like, visit to Japan next year.
We're going to see some things. And then, this week, the new Zelda game and the new Nintendo console coming out. Maybe the next episode, which will probably be out a week after this releases, might be a good one to listen to. We'll see.
The Switch.
Yeah, it's exciting times.
Yeah, I'll be checking in to see how the system's looking.
Yeah.
And myself, this is episode 19 of Forever Sound Version. If you're new to the show, Welcome. I hope this is a pretty weird one to start with, but
maybe you just like the Wu-Tang Clan a lot.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But if you also like VGM, video game music, then have a goose about elsewhere on the back catalogue of episodes.
Some great stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to keep this a little bit varied. Do some classics. Do some deep cuts. All manner of systems, home computers, consoles, 8-bit, 16-bit, 32-bit, CD, cartridge, whatever. It's yep. all, if it's musical.
Music from different regions. It's all good. All kinds of genres of games.
I love all of it.
It's all good.
So you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. You can now listen on Stitcher, if anyone uses that. I don't know, but yeah, I'm on Stitcher now. You can email me at foreversoundversion@gmail.com. And you can also find me on Facebook easily enough. And the Twitter handle for this show is FSV Podcast. So say hello to me on there. Also, last week, I was a guest on a podcast. Did you hear this one?
Yeah, listen, it was really good. Very entertaining.
It was a lot of fun. I was on the Rhythm and Pixels video game music podcast. So one more thank you to Rob and Purnell from the Rhythm and Pixels podcast for having me on. I suggested we talk about Sega arcade games, the finest, which was somewhat contemporaneous with me playing Yakuza 0 which features some of these arcade games from Sega, so that was quite nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
We played some real bangers on there. So check out their podcast. They go out every week. It's astonishing how they manage it.
It's relentless.
It's a really good show as well. Yeah. So I can't recommend that
really
enough.
Enjoyed it.
I think that's everything.
I think we've got one final message for the listeners.
How about you deliver the message, John?
Protect your neck.
You best protect your neck.
Exactly, yeah. You best protect your neck. You best protect your neck.
You best protect your neck. You best protect your neck. And with that in mind, let's have one more tune. This is credited to Lay the Dark Man and the RZA, and it is kind of the game's de facto main theme, sort of, I think. Yeah, it's reasonable enough to say that, I think.
Okay.
And Lay the Dark Man is a Wu-Tang Clan affiliate. He's not a member of the clan, but he's an affiliated artist. You know, he's...
like everyone else.
yeah. He's done a couple of features on like clan solo albums, and he's still working to this day. He's got some albums and mixtapes of his own. And a pretty good MC, by all accounts.
Hmm.
You'll hear that for yourself. This is Wu World Order.
It's a good title.
Wu World Order from Wu-Tang Shaolin Style. Enjoy this one. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Once again, cheers, John, for coming on the show.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me once again.
No doubt. Now we're going to listen to some hip-hop music and play the hip-hop manager card game now. So if you'll excuse us, we'll be going. Thanks very much. Take care of yourselves.
See ya. Wu World Order.
Order. Niggas is feeble. I'm calm but violent like Ben Siegel. I'm anti-evil, plus I touch a desert eagle. My life's illegal, slaves and prisons are equal. The devil's lethal, he killed 100 million people. I'm Darkman, Iceman, Lao, Wu-Tang Clan, Trafficante, Sensei, Caprende, my Marine Corps, straight from the Trojan War. Black Cape Crusader, trapdoor, flamethrower, stuck a chain store when I was dirt poor for mommy war. Next week the Germans had me on a bulletin board. I beat that case, they couldn't identify my face. I'm triple darkness, silence I have to erase. Me and my Wu pirates start riots with Osiris. Math, I apply it, kill you, but I'm quiet. Respect the abbot, it's love or loss. Shine like a shooting star, sting with the cobra claw. What?
Wu World Order. World order.
Yo, I enter through the cave of your ear in a high pitched silent tone only a door could hear and impregnate you with the wisdom of the world. Then your subconscious dreams come consciously true. Have you in such deep thought? Your pulse and blood pressure so low, you diagnosis corpse. Have an out of body experience, clear, no interference. Everything with physical form lose appearance, become one with the formless. Now you feel your strongest, escape travel lies, you live for the longest. Love 1,000 years in a day, without opening your mouth, you say everything you wanted to say. Attracted to the core of the earth, I stay grounded. The sun in the center of this, I'm surrounded by planets in the mist that spins the wind chill. But my light melts your snowflake for 93 mil. All who have an ear, let them hear as we build. Cause one ear of corn can produce a cornfield, and one cornfield can produce the cornmeal. The bread from the body of Christ, all is filled.
put the truth of life inside your bone marrow. You can make it physical as large as your shadow. Whether space is cyber or optic is fiber, become a Wu multimedia subscriber and hibernate the Wu tape in your mental state. Let it meditate. Sit back and await the orders. For this you don't need no tape recorder. So let's prepare for the Wu world order. 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 We coming soon and we striking at your borders.